We can talk to Reggie from Reggie and Bowley right now. Afternoon, Reggie.
Hello, Alison.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us. Really appreciate it. Listen, I need you to do me a favour. It's quite a challenge. Forget the X Factor final. Honestly, that's got nothing on what I'm about to ask you to do. I need you to make me hip. I need you to make me Rita Ora-esque, all right? You've got to make me more urban. I want to learn that thing you do, that mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, mash, that mash thing.
yeah, we're going to show you how you do that, yeah?
Yeah.
So mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, hey. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, yeah.
Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, hey. Mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, hey. I think
working,
I've got it.
Yeah, you've done it.
There you go. Now,
you're
listen.
You're officially a member of Reggie and Bowley.
I'm loving it. I'm up on that stage with you boys. Listen, what is it about, you know, what you do? You just get the crowd going, you've got everyone behind you. Did you ever think when you first went for that audition that you would end up in the final?
No, honestly speaking, not even when we first went. Even up until like last 3 weeks, we weren't dreaming about the final, you know. Since the whole thing, we just felt like we tried our shot at music for a long time and we weren't getting a break. So we just wanted to go on the show and, you know, perform our own song. Little did we know all of these things were going to, you know, come up. And we are so grateful to the people of Britain for how much they've changed our lives. I mean, it's unbelievable.
People have really got behind you. You're back in Farnborough today. Am I right in saying that you work in Farnborough?
My workplace is at Buckshot, but we are in Farnborough as I'm speaking to you now. And loads of people here all ready to support us. It's just amazing.
Brilliant. You went back to your old office earlier today, didn't you? To
yes,
see your colleagues.
We did. Yeah,
what was that like?
Oh, it was so nice. Like my company that I used to work for, they've been so supportive from day one. And to go in there today and meet my colleagues, everyone just cheering, and you know, we had a big cake to celebrate with, some champagne. It's just, I don't know, but I just feel like everything that has happened, the company has supported me so much that I have that clear mind to focus on this music, and I'm so grateful to them. I'm talking of Stelges, that's where I used to work.
Oh, well, good on you. Now, I've got to ask, what is Cheryl really like?
Cheryl is like an angel. You know, she on TV, and you know, when we see her around, she looks like a very nice person, but when you get closer to her, you realize she's even like 100 times nicer than you see. She showers us with gifts every week, you know.
Oh, I bet you get a good gift off Cheryl as well. She ain't popping down Asda, is she? What presents has she bought you?
Oh, I mean, my daughter's birthday was about 2 weeks ago. She got her a very expensive baby dress. Bowley's second wedding anniversary, she booked them a dinner date, him and his wife. My missus and Bowley's missus, last weekend she gave us two of her perfumes to be given to them. Like, every time, you just don't have to ask.
Reggie,
you know,
I need you to introduce me to Cheryl, okay? All right?
Yeah,
pass my number on,
yeah,
okay?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, listen, your kids must be thrilled. I mean, how is it for them seeing Daddy on the TV on a Saturday night?
You know, the kids are so happy, and I think what makes me also happy is that, especially for the boys, I wanted to be that role model for them, being there and watching them grow and, you know, instill some, you know, positive values in them. So to see them enjoy this, last 2 weeks they were with us on stage dancing, and that was a moment for all of us as a family, and it's just great. I think this is a time in our lives that we would never forget, and we will forever like remain grateful to the people of Great Britain and United Kingdom, because like just when we had given up on ourselves, we told Cheryl, like, even when she was putting us through, we just felt like, oh, what's going through her mind, because we felt like there were other like incredible singers there and we were just normal guys going about our business. But little did we know we're going to turn up at the finals of the X Factor.
Well, you bring the fun, and it is an entertainment show, so you know, we need that kind of party atmosphere. Is Bolly with you?
Yes, Bolly is right there. I'll pass you to him.
Listen, best of luck, Reggie.
Thank you so much, Alison. Yeah.
Hey, Bolly, are you there?
Hello, Alison.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, very good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, good. Is Cheryl with you in Farnborough today?
Yeah, she's going to be... She's around.
Is she around? Well, listen, yeah, if she wants to have a chat with me at any point, you know, she is more than welcome. You just pass that phone. I know she's been desperate to get on to BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey for a while now, so I just think it's only fair I give her that opportunity. Listen, talking to Reggie, it's so clear that you boys are so grateful for everything that's happening. I mean, do you have to pinch yourself? It must seem unreal at times.
Yeah. I mean, the love we're getting from the people is amazing. We never in our wildest dream did we think that we're gonna get this love, you know. And we're so grateful and thankful, because it's not just by our power or anything, but it's just, you know, the love coming from the people is unbelievable, and we're really, really grateful and thankful. Mm.
When you're at home and you're watching it on TV, it certainly comes across that you are all one big family, that all the contestants get on. But is it really like that behind the scenes?
Yeah. I mean, I think we just take everything as, like, every day is special to us. So we make sure we smile, we laugh, we have a laugh with everyone. So, you know, we just appreciate everything in life, because we know how it is not to get what you want to get in future, and then work hard towards whilst things are really hard. So we live every day by, you know, the way things go. We don't think about negativity. We only feed on positive vibes all the time. So that's what keeps us smiling. And, you know, we get on with everyone.
Yeah, well, listen, whatever happens on Saturday night, you two are set for a great career anyway. That's guaranteed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you
so
give
much.
Us any hints as to what songs you're going to be performing on Saturday?
At the moment, we'll get to find out this evening, because we've been doing rounds. Yesterday we were at Newcastle and today we're here. So after today, this evening, that's when we're going to find out.
Really? But so you don't know yet yourself?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
it doesn't give you long to rehearse, does it?
No pressure.
Sorry, I'm probably making you feel worse. But
that's where you need to put in the hard work and make sure you come out that day and then, you know, smash it.
Yeah. But would I be right in saying it might be a mash it up, mash it up, mash it up, mash it up?
Definitely, it's going to be mash it up, boom.
Brilliant. Listen, if you need a backing dancer, if you're short at all of anyone on that stage with you, you've got my number now. Listen,
nice.
You take care. It's been lovely talking to you both.
Thank
I really appreciate
so
it. And have a great day in Farnborough. Reggie Amboli, X Factor finalist, live on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey.